He is bigger than rheumatoid arthritis. Ha! He is bigger than your situation. Ha! He is bigger. Can we all stand up? And now I do ask all of you, everything, yes, is and was important. But I count this one of the most important other than altar call. Because altar call people are coming to Jesus. And that's when we should be still. And we should applaud with all of heaven that a soul has been snatched. But here, you want to be open and receive what God wants to say to all of us. And it is with great honor and pleasure to introduce our dearest friend, Pastor Sonia Walton. She's a pastor, a teacher, and I might not be able to read all of her biography to you, but do take the moment later just to say hello. Ooh. She is the overseer of Living Waters Ministry in Modesto, California. And so if you know friends there, please let them know that she is there. She is the lead over Destiny Women's Ministry, and she has been a lead over that ministry for a decade. She has a passion, an earnest desire for the body of Christ to come into the fullness or to the awareness of who they are in Christ Jesus. She teaches line upon line, precept upon precept, the word of God so that the people of God may grow into their fullest and highest potential. I'm not able to finish. So without further ado, could we please welcome Pastor Sonia.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Before you take your seats, I want you to greet your neighbor. I want you to bless your neighbor. I want you to tell your neighbor you love them. I want you to speak a blessing over them. I want you to tell them, give them your favorite scripture. Give them, bless them, bless them, bless them. Hallelujah. Tell them, God bless you. I speak blessings over your life. I speak healing over you today. I speak wholeness over you. Whatever you want in your life, speak it over their life. Increase. Hallelujah. Divine healing. Blessings. Hallelujah. I love you today. I thank God for you today. If it wasn't for you here, you're a masterpiece. Sent from the Lord Most High, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you. People love to hear that they're appreciated and that they're loved. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that you give God thanks for them, and then you may be seated. And hallelujah. And also help me to thank God for the apostle and pastor of this house. Hallelujah. My dear friends in the Lord and my dear friends personally, I love them and I thank God for them. Open your Bible with me to Micah chapter 7, verse 8. I want us to read this together because I want us to let the enemy know his place, and so we know God's place. And so Micah chapter 7 and verse 8, let's read it together and let's read it with an attitude. Let's say, rejoice, rejoice. Not against me, not against me. Oh, my enemy. Because when I fall, I'm going to rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord's going to be a light unto me. So tell the enemy not to throw a party just yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell the enemy, hallelujah, to back up and back off of you. Hallelujah. Because the enemy doesn't have the last word. God has the last word. And what the enemy meant for evil in your life, God said he's able to turn it around and make it work for your good. So, oh, enemy, don't rejoice. Ah, who's going to have the last laugh? You're going to have the last laugh. Hallelujah. There's nothing more, there's nothing better than to show your enemies your success. And that's what God intends for you. And I'm truly blessed to be here today to minister you at the Bruised Reed Conference. Now, there's something very interesting about a bruise. A bruise is an injury, and it's an injury that lies underneath the surface. And so it can be still tender. You can still feel the pain of a bruise, and it's not fully restored to wholeness. And so when you're hurting in any area, you may be hurting in one area, but do you know that it affects everything else about your life? Try stumping your toe. You think that just that toe is hurt, but it's not just that toe. Sometimes you're incapacitated because of that toe. Try breaking a fingernail, right, in the wrong place, like just too deep. It affects every other area. Try spraining an ankle. You think it's all about that ankle? It's not just about that ankle. Hallelujah. And so God's desire is for us to walk in wholeness. We need every part of us whole. We can't just walk around bruised. We can't just walk around injured. We can't just walk around covered up. We need to be whole. We need to press in for our wholeness. And another thing, we need to have an attitude that wholeness belongs to us. You are entitled to wholeness. Entitlement's an attitude. Like, I'm supposed to be blessed. I'm supposed to be whole. I'm just supposed to have it like that, right? Entitlement is an attitude, and you need to have an entitlement attitude. In the book of Luke, chapter 13, let's turn there, verses 16 and 17, it talks about a woman who had an infirmity. And this woman had an infirmity, it says 18 years. I'd call her a bruised reed. It says in Luke chapter 13, verse 16, Jesus, speaking about this woman, he said, ought not this woman. And that word ought not is entitlement. Ought not this woman be made whole? Her haters were mad because she expected to be made whole. But Jesus said, she's supposed to be whole. Ought not this woman, because she's a daughter of Abraham. See, it's not because of who you are, it's because of whose you are. Hallelujah. You are a child of the Most High God. And so because of whose you are, you ought to be made whole. You ought to be healed. You ought to be delivered. You ought to be, hallelujah, walking in your fullness and in your destiny. He said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound. Okay, we see the dividing line here. It's the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. God didn't cause it, but God will use it, because God will use everything in your life to take you to the destiny that he has preordained for you to have. God is the author, and he is the finisher of our faith. And it says, lo, these 18 years, ought she be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he said these things, look at what happened. His adversaries were ashamed. You know there's people that want to keep you down. You know there's people that don't want to see you in your wholeness. That's why you can't be people focused. You got to be God focused. That's why you can't worry about what people are saying. The haters, the naysayers, they don't want you to rise. They don't want you to be whole. They want you to be like society. They just want you to walk in society norms. But God, hallelujah, created society. God is bigger than society. And you ought to be made whole. You have to know it. You have to have an attitude. When you get into this word, you need to look for the promises of God, the blessings of God, and know that they belong to you. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, turn there with me. Genesis chapter 1, 27, I want you to see whose you are. It's time for us to get our identity back. It's time for us to get our wholeness back. It's time for us to get back everything that God and the Lord Jesus Christ died and paid for. It's time. Ought not you be loosed from your rejection. Be loosed from oppression. Be loosed from depression and be loosed from infirmity. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them, male and female. So you are not an amoeba that crawled out of the ocean somewhere. And you are not an evolutionized ape. You are the God kind. Amen. And so as the God kind, you deserve the blessings of God and his glory resides on the inside of you. The glory of God, and he's spoken. He's the author, the Bible says, and the finisher of our faith. And so you might say, I'm depressed right now. But as the finisher, you have to end in glory because God's in glory. As the author of your book and as the finisher of your book, that divorce is not the end of your story. You might say, I'm in addiction right now, but that addiction can't be the end of your story because you've been preordained to end in glory. You might say, I'm feeling depressed right now. Well, that's not the end of your story. You might say, well, I'm sick right now. That's not the end of your story. Unless you're in glory, you haven't reached the end of your story. And I don't care if you have to live to be 120 years old. By the time the end comes, God said, I preordained for you to end in glory. He said, I know the thoughts and the plans that I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not evil to give you a hope and an expected end. And so your future is brighter than your past. Your future is brighter than your past. I looked up some creatures that the Lord has created because he could have created us any way that he wanted to. And there are about five creatures out there that I could research that have eyes behind their head. They have 360-degree vision. And God gave us eyes in front of our head. Why? Because there's nothing back there worth looking at. God doesn't intend for us to go backwards. God intends for us to keep moving forward in him. Your destiny is ahead of you. And if what's behind you doesn't serve your purpose, and if what's behind you doesn't serve your destiny, you don't need to consider it anymore. Paul said, I look not at the things which are behind, but I press forward toward the mark of the high prize in Christ Jesus. And so we need to be pressing forward toward the mark of our calling, toward the mark of our destiny. Hallelujah. Not letting any opinion hold us back. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. The Bible says that we know in all things. Romans 8 and 28. We know that all things will work together for the good of them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. And so no matter what has happened in our life, no matter what we've been through, hallelujah, how many of you know life happens to everybody, right? Life happens to everybody, but God will make it work together. God will bring all the pieces together and get you to the place of fulfilled destiny. Get you to the place that he's called you to be. Get you to the place of a future and a hope. Get you to the place to that expected glory. And so how many of you know it's time to be whole? How many of you know it's time to be healed? How many of you know it's time to move forward? There's nothing in your life that God cannot restore. Hallelujah. And God serves vengeance on the enemy when he restores you to wholeness. God serves vengeance. Today is your day of vengeance. And I not only came to speak to you, I came to speak over you that every situation that's holding you down right now, it has to break off of you. The chains have to be broken. Every situation that you're dealing with that is working a work against you, the Lord is saying that today is the day of your salvation. Now faith is. And now when we open our hearts and believe the word as it is coming forth, the anointing will remove the burden and the anointing will destroy the yoke that is trying to keep you held down, that is trying to keep you chained, because you ought to be made whole. You ought to be healed. You ought to be blessed. And you ought to be walking in the glory of God. Amen? Ought not this woman who's a child of God. You are the God kind. God's glory resides in you. Eternity resides in you. When Jesus died, he not only died for you, he died as you. And so right now you are seated in heavenly places with him, far above principalities, far above powers, far above rulers, far above dominion. Amen. And every enemy is under your feet. If the enemy's not under your feet, you need to declare another decree. Because the Bible said that you can decree a thing. Hallelujah. You can decree a thing. And the Bible says that the Lord will establish that thing unto you. And see, sometimes the scripture says that the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. And so he's working 24/7 to accuse you before God. 24/7. If he's working 24/7 speaking against you, what are you saying 24/7 on your behalf? What are you saying on your behalf? Because greater is he that's in you. Greater is he that's in you than that's in the world. And so if your declaration isn't out preaching his declaration, no wonder you feel oppressed. No wonder you, because he's the God of this world. And so he is the God of this world, but we are seated above this world. Hallelujah. He's the little g, but we have the big G on the inside of us. And so we have to walk in our authority. And if we don't walk in our authority, the enemy doesn't fight fair, right? He's a thief. He's a robber. He's a liar and the father of all lies. And so when he speaks a lie. And so he's lying against you all the time. And so you have to get this truth. Yeah, your symptoms may be a fact, but the word of God says, by his stripes you're healed. Speak the truth over the facts. Speak the truth over the facts. And I guess what? Your facts will change. Your circumstances will change. Your situations will change. Why? Because everything has to bow to the knee of Jesus. Everything has to bow its knee to cancer is a name, but there's no name greater than the name of Jesus. Depression is a name, but there's no name greater than Jesus. Divorce is a name. Oppression is a name. Rejection is a name, but there's no name greater than the name of Jesus. So enforce, enforce, enforce. In the book of Esther, there was a wicked man. His name was Haman. And he was jealous of the Jews. And so he went to the king and made a decree. And that decree said that on a certain day, every Jew would be killed and his property taken. But in Esther chapter 9, verse 1, let's look there. Esther 9, verse 1, I'm going to tell you what the king said to Esther. The king told Esther, when she entreated him, you make your own decree. You make a decree of anything you want to see happen on behalf of your people, and that's what's going to happen. And it says in Esther chapter 9, verse 1, now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near, to be put in execution in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, it was turned to the contrary, and the Jews had rule over them that hated them. And so when it was determined that the enemy would have rule over the Jews ended up having rule over them. And so as an action step after this service, I want you to go start writing down some decrees. Write the vision and make it plain. Tell the Lord what needs to happen in your life according to that great and glorious word of God that you are believing for in your future. Have a 5-year plan and write it down. And speak that thing over yourself. And don't allow anyone else to speak contrary. You know, we just allow anyone to say anything in our presence. But if it doesn't line up with the word, it's time for you to check them. And so make sure that the decree that everyone is speaking over your life lines up with the purposes, the plan, the destiny that God has for you. Because your life is not a joke. Your life is not a game. Your life is precious. And your future and your hope depends on your agreement with this word. Because God has given you authority. God says, I give you the keys to the kingdom. And what you bind, which means disallow on earth, he's going to disallow in heaven. What you loose in the earth, God's going to loose from heaven. And so we want to be binding up the works of the enemy and loosing up the works of Jesus over our life on a consistent basis. We can't let the adversary, we can't let our enemy gain any ground, because he seeks to accuse us and to lie about us, and he seeks to win over us. But God said, when you declare a decree, contrary is going to happen. You're going to rule over him. Amen? You're going to rule over him with your declaration. And so in John chapter 8, 36, the scripture says in John 8 and 36, if the Son of Man, therefore, shall make you free. How many free people in here today? If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. How about that for a declaration? I'm free indeed. I'm free indeed. Thank God Almighty. I am free indeed. So there's nothing that has power to hold you. The devil has been lying to you if you think there is. I don't care if it's generational, and I don't care if no one else in your family is walking in the fullness of the blessings of God. It's determined that you should walk in the fullness of the blessings of God. It doesn't matter if your family members have never owned a home. It doesn't matter if there's no one in generations that have graduated from college. It doesn't matter if you've never reached a plateau in your personal finances. It doesn't matter if there's a generational history of divorce. It doesn't matter. Amen. What matters is what you're saying over your life. What matters is what you're speaking over yourself. And it's time to speak a new prophecy. It's time for you to prophesy over yourself. You know, I love the ministry of prophecy. Love the ministry of prophecy. But how many of you know you don't have to wait for a prophet to come to town? You can take this word and prophesy over yourself. You can take this word and stand in the mirror and be your own prophet. Hallelujah. We have a more sure word of prophecy. There's no more sure of a word of prophetic utterance than the word of Jesus Christ. There's no more sure word of prophecy. Let's start there. Let's start there and move forward. Amen. Let's start with the sure word of prophecy. And let's hear our own voice speaking the word over ourselves. When you hear your own voice, the scripture tells Joshua to meditate upon that word day and night. Day and night. Why? Because the word's going to give you a vision. The word is going to change, hallelujah, the recording in your mind. The word is going to change the history that you've walked through. The word will change and bring light where there's darkness. Bring hope where there's hopelessness. The word is going to go before you, and it's going to create a path for your life that's supernatural. And then God's angels are assigned. You have divine angelic help. The angels of God are assigned to bring the word to pass. Do you know that the angels met one of God's servants, Elisha, and Elisha said, are you here for me or are you here for the enemy? And the angel said, I'm not here for either one, but I'm here for the Lord of hosts. And so as long as your declarations agree with the word of God, you have divine angelic assistance on your behalf, and the angels will cover you to bring this word to pass, because it's impossible to please God without faith, because God cannot intervene on your situation without your belief, without your faith, and without your agreement with his word. And so when you agree with the word, God backs you up. You have divine backup. You have divine assistance, and you have divine permission to move forward in anything that the word of God said. You don't have to wonder. If the word of God said it, it belongs to you. You don't need permission. You don't need, hallelujah, three confirmations. You don't need agreement. As long as it's clear in this word, you have permission to operate in it. And yes, there will be naysayers. Yes, there will be haters. We saw that when the woman of God was healed, that haters came and challenged Jesus for healing her on the wrong day. That's just the spirit of religion. That's just the spirit of limitation. There are no limits to the word of God. Infinity is the limit to the word of God. God is breaking off limitations from his people. God is delivering us from the mindset of even numbers and figures. Because when you have a mindset of numbers and figures, the minute you see a number, you see a limitation. And there's no numbers, no limitations in eternity. There's no limitations in infinity. God is setting us in a new place right now where we're limitless. We are limitless. Our faith can take us to places beyond where anyone ever expected us to be. And we need to live with that mindset that, God, whatever you want to do with my life, I'm taking off the limits. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care who calls me crazy. Right? I'm willing to go where you want me to go. And to God be all the glory in the end. Amen. God will get the glory in the end. Because when you do what you can do, people will give you credit, but when you do what only God can do, people will know that you serve a God who has limited possibilities and who wants the best for his people. And so as I close today and as I sit down, just know that your destiny is worth more than anything you've ever been through. Your past does not determine your future. It's up to you to be delivered. It's up to you to get in this word, press in like the woman did who was bound for 18 years, and know that you ought to be made whole. Know that you're supposed to walk healed. Know that you're supposed to walk in your fullness of your destiny. Know that you're supposed to be blessed. Have an attitude, hallelujah, that can't no one hold you back. Can nothing hold you back. Hallelujah. I don't care what the enemy says. Tell the enemy to go to hell. And I don't mind cussing at the enemy. I say hell, just go to hell. But tell the enemy to go back to the pit of hell where he belongs to. Because if he's not in hell, he's bringing hell to you. And we don't need any hell in our life. Amen? We need the blessings of eternal heaven in our life. And write a decree. Speak that decree over yourself, over your children, over your life, and over your future. And I look forward to hearing the testimonies in this place. Amen? Amen.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Now, as we hear the words of life that was released from the throne of God, in and through his servant, you have to catch that word. You cannot allow it to pass over you. You have to catch every word of life that Pastor Sonia has spoken and released over every one of you. And in order for that word to produce, you have to have faith to marinate it. And so some of you, you know, you've been looking for something to happen in you. But if I'm correct, the woman of God was trying to take you back to the authenticity of the word of God. Because some of us, we go after conferences because we want a word. We want a word. We want a word. And she's trying to say, you got the word. It's right there in your hands. Start with that word. That word will never fail you. And I believe that's where the church needs to go back to. Because everybody's running around and looking for something. But it's right there in their possession. Amen? Amen? And so, we are about to be dismissed for lunch. And I just feel, I'm talking, but I'm listening too. I just feel that some of you need, and excuse me for saying it like this, you need that nudge. You need that nudge because some of you feel hopeless. And so you need that nudge. Yes, we have the second session, but God has spoken to us through the woman of God. And so for some of you, if you need that extra nudge, then take a step of faith and come up to the altar. The food's going to be there. It is going to be there. But what you need more than that is the word of God here. You need to eat. You need how to learn how to digest it. You need to learn how to eat proper. You need how to allow it to go down into your spirit. And so it's vitally important for you. If you need the woman of God to speak over your life directly, then I need a raise of hands. And don't, you know, she doesn't need you to confirm her. She doesn't need you. No, this is for you. So if you need for the woman of God to speak to you directly, please raise your hand. If not, please come on over. Come on to the front, please. Pastor Sonia. Glory. And for those of you that are out there, please come in agreement with these precious women of God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongues. See the manifestation of God's glory being revealed in their situation. Whatever they're believing, it's time. God has been speaking since we embarked on this journey of the bruised reed. He's been doing miraculous things in our midst. And so please come in agreement as the woman of God releases the blessing over these precious women of God. Because they stepped out in faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, with biblical evidence of speaking in tongues, is for us today. Everything we do is in the Bible. However, your understanding of the Bible might be limited according to where you fellowship. Again, the understanding of the Word of God might be limited to you according to where you fellowship, because it is the set, when I say set, the pastor over that particular congregation or the woman of God over that particular congregation, if they don't have the full understanding of the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, and then if they don't understand the covenant of the new dispensation of grace, and if they don't understand the role of the Holy Spirit and what he was sent to do for the body of Christ in this hour, then you are missing out and you are robbed of what you can operate in. And so don't view what's happening today according to your limited understanding. allow us to teach you a little bit more what you can possess that is mentioned in the Bible, in the Word of God. And so continue to pray in faith. Our precious Sister Maria came expecting. She came all the way from Madeira because she's heard what God is doing in our midst. She had, last night, she thought she was not going to be able to make it here because her daughter had walking pneumonia. But then Sister Patton came in agreement with Sister Maria and those that were believing for the daughter that she could be well enough so she could leave her daughter with her husband. How many of you know that God is good? Here, Sister Maria. Madeira is not around the corner. Madeira is not Pittsburgh. And so she drove. She wanted to come. She wanted to taste. She's hungry. She's hungry. She's hungry. She's hungry. And this is only the first half of this conference. And I thank God that He has honored us with His presence. Glory. 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 Yes. Hey. Come on, people of God. Those who are baptized, those who are filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Let there be a roar. Let there be a roar in this house, Almighty God. Oh, ha ha, ma 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 ka. Take it, de ka, ma ko ka tarasa, ha ha. Take it, de ha, ma ko ka tarasa, kara ma ko. Take it, de ka, ma ko ka tarasa, kara ba ka. Take it, de ka, ma ko ka tarasa, ha. Take it, de ha, ma 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 ho, ha ha. Hey hey, ma 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 ha, ma 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 ho, ho ho, ma 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 ha, ho ho, ma 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 ha, ho ho ho, ma 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 ha. Oh, maha, he he, he he, maha, mama, maha, mama, mama, ha, oh, kahanda, ramaha, he he, mama, mama, ho, oh, ha, he he, oh, ha, he he, oh, ha, he he, oh, ha, he he. Come on, people of God. Come on, people of God. Come on, people of God. We are not closet Christians. We are not closet Christians. He he, mama, 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 ka. Oh, churches need the power in this hour. Churches need the power in this hour. Churches need the power of the Holy Ghost in its full operation, huh? God, the Holy Ghost, huh? We can't box Him, huh? Hey! 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 Come on, receive Him. Receive Him. Receive Him. Oh, ha, receive. 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 Oh. Oh. Yes. 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 Glory. I know for me and what I feel right now, and faith is not by feeling, although His power is tangible, because if those that were healed of His power felt, you know, pain, and the pain had left, then it is tangible. But right now I sense the tangible presence of God. And so we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead for those of you that want to. We're going to be released, and we're going to eat a meal.
We're going to eat a meal. I'm trying to move. We're going to eat a meal and we're going to go. We're going to eat a meal and we're going to go. But there's lunch over there. And so for you that want to eat, you're more than welcome to stay here in the presence of God. We'll be back at 1 o'clock. And so the second session is going to start at 1. And at that session, it's going to be Q&A. There's going to be a panelist. And that is the time for you to ask your question. You know, I want to get married, but don't know what to expect. What is the role, you know, my role as a husband or a wife? And, you know, what is submission? And I have a problem with cursing. I have a problem with smoking. I can't seem to stop addiction. And, you know, my marriage is on the brink. And I don't believe they would mind. Haggai and Sister Galusha, could you raise your hands? They have a public testimony. They have a public testimony of where their marriage was to where it is now. And there's so much more. There's so much more. And so without further ado, I speak the blessing of God over every family, every woman, every man in this house. I pray that the Holy Ghost will give you unrest until you totally surrender all of you so that he can use you for his glory. I plead the blood of the Lamb over every soul in this house. I plead the blood of the Lamb of God over every soul of this house. Enjoy your meal. You can exit at any door, and they will escort you or they will direct you to where the food's going to be at. Amen. Thank you, everybody. See everybody back here at 1. Enjoy. Enjoy.